If you can recap, again, board action this evening to do some extra things, thanks to savings accumulated so far with some of the things that you've and the administration's been able to accomplish and getting some of the bond issue things off the ground.
Right. Currently, we are working on SFA Middle School. We are working on the Davila Middle School additions and renovations. We're working on the Merle Green Press Box and some other renovations to the Merle Green Stadium and the new Saul Ross Elementary School. Between those projects, we have saved some money. Part of that is in good bidding, good packaging, some really good work from our architects and with our team here with the district. So what we're doing is, as Dr. Wallace always likes to say, we have $350 million worth of need and we have $132 million. So the bond at $132 took care of most of our priority one, I'll say 1A projects. So what we're doing is now when we start seeing some savings, then they prioritize to go, what are the rest of the 1As or the 1Bs? We're not even the 2s yet. So these two projects that were brought up tonight, the transportation renovations and the...
Sounds like relocation.
The grounds, yes, are very, very important. So grounds right now is, like I said, it's in a little tin building off on 21, totally inadequate. And then maintenance and transportation, they all need work.
So let's first of all talk about moving grounds then to the campus of the transportation building.
Certainly. So grounds right now is in a small metal building on 21. It's got a very, very bad access to a busy road, number one, for a lot of our vehicles. And it also, they're out of room. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to take a side of the pavilion that was an old building. It's a metal building over right at the corner of Tabor and Highway 6, and we're going to move them into one end. And PBK is going to design some offices, a break room, restrooms, part storage, a place to work on the equipment. That will all be enclosed. And then we'll have a storage area underneath the roof to extend the life of our equipment so it's not out in the rain.
And then the addition to the transportation center, what's that involving?
Well, one of the big things is we need a lift that it can accommodate a bus. So that is one of the first things we need to do. The second is the break room where all the bus drivers are between their runs and between their shifts is in a portable building. We need to try to get them in a real building, in a real room that they can stretch out a little bit and get ready for the next run. Also, we're going to try to add some restrooms. We have 100 bus drivers over there, a great many of them women, and we have 2 toilets. That's just not acceptable. So that was one of the major issues that we decided we wanted to try to take care of with some of these savings.
What's the projected budget and projected timeline for making these things happen?
We're looking at a maximum budget, including all of the fees, any kind of furnishings, equipment, and like that, not just the construction, of around $1.5 million. We will begin the design in May. We'll probably bid it out sometime around July, and then we will build it over the August, September, because it's not tied to schools. So we may actually push it back a little bit to maybe get a little bit better price when the contractors finish up some of the school work this summer.
And I think it's worth mentioning something that you told me before we started recording about keeping these people as busy as possible, but not do everything at once. Have a schedule of all these things, so not only you have the people that you want working on these things, but also from a construction standpoint, perhaps you'll wind up getting some more competitive bids, better than what you anticipated.
Yes, sir. When you have a good team like we have right now with PBK and Stantec, you want to keep them together. So by scheduling out the designs and taking bids, what you do is you open up to keep your good people busy, but not slamming them. Anybody can get overworked. And with the construction market, you want to go out for bids with the ebb and flow of the construction market. The summertime, when kids are out of school, all schools are busy. All schools are slammed. So that's when you want to take advantage of your design and go out for bids as these guys are winding down their summer work. They're looking for a home for their people come in the fall. Then this is a good opportunity to pick up some good prices.
The other thing, and I should have done this before, the last question, the board also approving some bids regarding building roofs, if you can recap that.
Yes, sir. We have a lot of older buildings in the district. A lot of the roofs are beyond their 20-year warranty. The four roof projects that we took tonight were Bowen, Henderson, Bryan High School, and the Lamar Building, which is also Bryan Collegiate High School. And all of those were beyond their 20-year warranty period. So we packaged them together with the understanding with the contractors that we could take, we might award one or more to a given contractor, depending upon how the prices came in. And by packaging them together, they were able to consolidate trips. They were able to consolidate in their bidding. We did see some substantial savings. We saw over $500,000 savings on a four-roof package.
So how's everything else going, be it current construction or the design process for what is yet to come? How's all that going?
Everything's going very well. Our largest projects, and of course our flagship is the SFA Middle School and the renovation of the Civic Center. And so that's going just fantastic. Balfour Beatty's the contractor. They do an excellent job. They are on or a little bit ahead of schedule, even with some of the rain we had back in the beginning of the winter. Saul Ross is our next largest project. That's Madison Construction, their local firm. They're doing an outstanding job. It's been a challenge. The utilities in the ground are never where they're supposed to be on an old school. But they're ready to start concrete, so I can really see that coming ahead. Davila is a large addition. That's going to go from a middle school to a 7th and 8th grade campus in the realignment in 2017. So we're having to add 20 classrooms out there. And that's Balfour Beatty also, and they've completed all the demolition, and they're ready for concrete also. The fourth project that we've already bid is the Merle Green Stadium additions renovations, which includes a new press box. And that's Dudley Construction, again, another local contractor, doing an excellent job. They have poured the concrete pit for the elevator. They are in the process of pouring the concrete foundation, and we're going to see steel standing any day. So I'm really tickled. The next batch of projects that are coming out is renovations to Bryan High School and Bryan Collegiate High School. Plans are being released this Thursday. The next batch of projects will be going out a week later. That will be additions and renovations to Crockett, Henderson, and Jones. We'll be putting them out as a package. That's Stantec Architect. And then you'll see, right after that, you'll see an addition and renovations to Johnson Elementary. And then the month after that, you'll see Long, Rayburn, and Mitchell. And that will just about take care of us until we get to the realignment in 2017, which once the students move into SFA and we get Saul Ross open, Milam becomes available to turn into a different campus. And then the administration building will move into a renovated original SFA.
I'm glad you're able to keep it all together. And to me, it's the illustration of the conductor keeping the orchestra in the beat.
It was a challenge kind of going through it in my mind right now. I don't have a cheat sheet. So, but I'm just tickled. I've been here since this right out of year, and I just love Bryan. And I mean, Dr. Wallace and just nailed it. The people up here are just so wonderful, team-oriented. The help we get from the city, I've worked in City of Houston for a long time, and the difference is night and day. You walk into a meeting with the people in the City of Bryan, and they're working with you.